One of the poets to first fire my interest in poetry was John Keats, the early 19th century English romantic poet. As a teenager, I had to read Keats in school, but I immediately loved and continue to love his atmospheric, brooding, haunting poem, La Belle Dame sans Merci, The Beautiful Woman Without Mercy. And this is it. Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms, alone and palely loitering? The sedge has withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms, so haggard and so woebegone? The squirrel's granary is full, and the harvest is done. I see a lily on thy brow with anguish moist and fever dew, and on thy cheeks a fading rose, fast withered too. I met a lady in the meads, full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was light, and her eyes were wild. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrant sewn. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. I sat her on my pacing steed, and nothing else so all day long, for sidelong would she bend and sing a fairy's song. She found me roots of relish sweet, and honey wild, and manna dew, and sure in language strange she said, I love thee true. She took me to her elfin grot, and there she wept and sighed full sore, and there I shut her wild, wild eyes with kisses four, and there she lulled me asleep, and there I dreamed, ah, woe betide, the latest dream I ever dreamed on the cold hillside. I saw pale kings and princes too, pale warriors, death pale were they all. They cried, La belle dame sans merci hath thee in thrall. I saw their starved lips in the gloam with horrid warning gaped wide, and I awoke and found me here on the cold hillside. And this is why I sojourn here, alone and palely loitering, though the sedge is withered from the lake and no birds sing.